If you have seen the outcome of the situation beforehand, you might be taking life too easy. Woo! I might be stepping on somebody's toes right there, because you feel like, God, I need to know, isn't going to make it through this. Yes, you are. But you don't need to know how God is going to do it. God is the God of hope. And you could believe and have faith in God that He will give you hope. Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now. You're probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace. Stop in your tracks. Stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind. Know who you were called to be. Stop by grace. Listen and learn. Welcome to another episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Richard A. Irvin. And I'm so happy to be back with all y'all once again. And we took a little break from the past Easter week. Had spring break and everything, so why not have spring break myself also for as well, to recuperate, get energized, get motivated, get stimulus from God, and allow God to refresh my mind, refresh who I am, and help me to bring some more newness to the podcast with new episodes, new ideas, different things like that, and also new guests as well too. Like, I have so many amazing guests coming up in the next couple of episodes, so Please be sure to continue to watch, share, comment, and also follow if you have not yet. But I hope you are, and I hope you are still enjoying all the episodes. And like I said, if you have any ideas or anything that you suggest, any episodes, ideas, or anything like that, please comment down below on YouTube. Or also, you could do a question or whatever kind of poll, whatever thing they have on Spotify. You can also leave that as well too on there on Spotify, and you comment on the reviews as well too, Apple Podcasts or any other podcast that allow you to post reviews or any comments. Make sure to do that. But without further ado, let's get right into the episode. Today's episode, we are discussing the topic of hope for a hopeless situation. You might feel in this time when you scroll across this episode, in the beginning of the episode, you always hear, why am I here? You are here today because you were stopped by grace. And the reason you were stopped by grace, because either you have gone through or going through a struggle, a situation, either if it's family, life, health, financial, children, school, work, whatever it may be. You're going through a situation. And we all have this in our lives. Either it's once a week, twice a week, every day. Sometimes we have situations in every single scenario. But we as believers have hope in those situations. And you might feel that it's desperate times call for desperate measures. That's what I would like to say in these situations, because you have no hope. It's hopeless. You feel like all hope is lost in the start. I did talk about this before as well too in another episode, but I wanted to make it practical in practical situations. And every single day, every person has a time in their life that they go through things. But what do we do in those situations? What do we do when we feel all hope is lost? A lot of scenarios happen in this case where it goes to the Israelites fighting against the Babylonians, or fighting against go into the promised land. You had a hopeless situation. There was no hope for them. They felt like the battle was not strong enough. But Joshua had faith in God. He knew that God will provide and strengthen the army. No matter what the size of the army was, they still went into the promised land. Sport alert, they actually won. But in all those scenarios, David and Goliath, people was looking at David and they were saying, how can this scrawny, belittle man who does not have no skill whatsoever could beat this giant? But David, who had hope, who knew what he was anointed for, who knew he had the power to overcome anything because God already prepared him for the situation. In their eyes, it was hopeless. But in David's eyes, there was hope in the situation. So in your life, you might be fighting against a Goliath, might be fighting against some armies, you might be fighting against going into your promised land, going into your destiny, going into the calling that God has called you to go in. But you feel like it's hopeless. You feel like the situation I'm going through right now, what I'm going through in my life right now, I cannot make it. But it's a scenario, this is not what God wants you to think. He wants you to have hope. He wants you to know that he will fulfill his promise. That means to protect you, to provide for you, and to do what he is best in doing. And that's being your God, being your Lord, being your provider. That's what God does. He does all the things for us, no matter what situation or what predicament we are in our lives. God is there for us. That's why I want to go to the verse of Romans. The book of Romans, I call this the book of hope, because this time Paul is preaching to a church in Rome, and these people probably don't have no sense of hope whatsoever. They feel like, okay, we worship this God, but there's all these gods around us. We have no hope to even have peace. But Paul says this very clearly, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, and it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in who? In him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So how do we have hope? Paul says, by the power of the Holy Spirit. The reason that we have hope, the reason that we are able to press, the reason that we're able to have strength and endure is because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever just felt like you grieved the Holy Spirit? I know myself, I have. I have a lot of times. And I get emotional right now because I have done many things in my life. And you know my testimony from pornography addiction, masturbation addiction, lustful desires, things of the flesh. Typical in man, for sure. But as a believer, we have something that's called the Holy Spirit. And I myself have grieved the Holy Spirit. This verse came across to me today and yesterday a couple of times already. And it says, do you not know that your body is the temple of God? And it was bought with a price. Go off the top of my head. If it's not word by word, I'm sorry. But the Holy Spirit is within you. So your body should be used to glorify God. The Holy Spirit is so many things. And God gave us as a gift. And in order to utilize the Holy Spirit in the way that God intended it to be, we must not grieve it. It's not saying that we may lose it. It's not saying that you may lose your salvation. It's not saying all those things. But in order to utilize it to the most fullest potential, in order for you to be utilized to the most fullest potential, you must not grieve it. So in order to have a overflow, Paul's not saying that you don't have no hope now. But he is saying there is an overflow of the hope with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to have an overflow. You already have the anointing. You already have the Spirit. But in order to feel God's full, maximum, overflowing hope, you must not grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't know how God just took me there, but I felt that. I felt that I needed to say that to somebody that's listening. I felt that I needed to say that to myself and remind myself why Do I walk this walk? I have hope because I'm able to walk this walk in hope. Because I have the fulfillment of what God promised, and that is His Spirit. So whatever situation you are going through, whatever problems or hopeless situation that you are in, if you want to call it that, God gave us a gift that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may have an overflow with hope. My God, may the God of hope, see, God is the God of hope. He's a God of comfort. He's a God of hope. He's a God of faith. He's a God of love. He's a God of compassion. He's a God of all these things that we as human beings look for. People go to searches for finding hope, comfort, love, all these things. But yet, we need to go for the full source. The one that created those feelings or emotions, whatever you want to call it, label it, I don't know. That's where we shall go. The source, God Himself. Next verse I want to talk about is in Romans chapter 8, verse 24 to 25. It says, For in this hope we were saved. Past tense, we were saved. I mean, meaning that you are already saved. But the hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. 100%. Paul is saying, one, we have the hope of faith. We have the hope we are saved. For in this hope we were saved. Meaning it's past tense, meaning that it's already happened, meaning that you are saved. You might be questioning your faith. Am I saved? Paul is stating right here, you're already saved. Make that record very clear. You are saved. But the hope is, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. You might be in a situation, in a hopeless situation you might be feeling, in a predicament that you feel that all hope is lost. I talked about this before, but I want to continue going on with this. All hope is lost. But yet, Paul is saying that if you have seen the outcome of the situation beforehand, you might be taking life too easy. Woo! I might be stepping on somebody's toes right there because you feel like, God, I need to know, is I'm going to make it through this? Yes, you are. But you don't need to know how God is going to do it. He's the one that is protecting you from all this time that you are here now. He has provided for you. He has loved you. He has comforted you. He has done all these things from the present time that you had been in His presence. So why would He fail you now? God is the God of hope. And you could believe and have faith in God that He will give you hope. See, the outcome doesn't matter of how God does His work. What matters is that you have faith in God knowing that He shall do it. Paul makes it very clear. If you've seen what God is going to do already, the hope is not there because you already saw it. It's us growing in patience. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is what? Patience. So no matter what situation you are in, hopeless situation, I want to flip that. Today, as you are listening, change your perspective on the situation and call it a hopeful situation. Because you have hope, knowing that the God of faith, the God of love, the God of comfort, the God of hope, of all hope, is able to provide, able to resolve, and able to do all things. And the only reason you was able to listen to this, and the only reason you was here, is because you was stopped by grace. New episodes are available every Monday on all streaming platforms. Video version also available on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe, like, and comment. And follow us on all social media platforms at Stop by Grace. God bless you.